This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Royals win. Royals take the series from Seattle. They double them up in game two. Final score, good guys 8, Mariners 4. Listen, I'll be honest, I'm not expecting much from y'all this evening. I'll give you the phone number if you're interested in talking about it. If you're interested in talking about a Royals ball club that is now 13 games above 500. It's June 8th, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't been able to talk about a team like this in this city this deep into the season since that championship campaign of 2015. So the phone number is 913-586-7610. If you want to talk about this 39th victory of the season, 913-586-7610. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not expecting many phone calls. I'm not expecting very many text messages, despite the fact that there were more than 18,000 people sweating it out with the boys in blue out here at Kauffman Stadium. Now, I'm not expecting a lot because, A, it wasn't a thrilling victory. So I don't expect any tears or celebratory screams into the phone on this post-game show. No, this Royals victory today was just simply a no-panic game. Now, take your pick what aspect of the team you want to talk about. They had opportunities to panic, and they did anything but. Alec Marsh serves up a home run on the very first pitch, and then he retires the next 13. The offense sees themselves fall behind in the first inning, in the fifth inning. They see the Mariners start to mount a comeback in the sixth inning, and the Royals offense responds every single time. Just no panic from the boys in blue. And then Sam Long. Sam Long, who had, what, 6 innings of big league action with Kansas City already under his belt. That's it. Just a handful of games. First and third with nobody out in the sixth inning, and there's no panic from Sam Long. He executes, holds the M's to one run in that sixth inning, and assures the Royals hit the bottom half of that frame with the lead. And the Royals continue to tack on in the bottom half of the sixth inning thanks to a two-out, two-run double from Kyle Isbell, who drove in 3 Izzy has 5 runs driven in the past 3 games. So again, to me, it was a no panic game. So if they're not panicking, I can't imagine that you're panicking. And you know what? There's nothing to panic about right now. You know, to me, sports radio and baseball don't often mix well. Baseball resides in the gray area. Baseball's all about the nuance. And sports radio's black and white. You're good or you're bad. You win or you lost. We want you or we don't. So normally, baseball and sports radio don't mix well. The only time sports radio, in my opinion, is perfect for baseball is after a game like last night. A heart-stopping, unexpected comeback dub. Either a game like that or a miserable game where there's something to complain about. Sports radio is often your bastion for complaints. And right now, 13 games above 500, the 6th best record in Major League Baseball, there's nothing to complain about. Even the things you used to complain about, nobody wants to hear it. No one wants to hear you complain about this bullpen. Not with what they've done of late. No one wants to hear you complain about this outfield and the lack of offensive production from Kyle Isbell or MJ Melendez or Hunter Renfroe or Adam Frazier or whoever out there. Nobody wants to hear it. Have you seen what Renfroe's been doing? He's got a 8-game hitting streak going on. You see what Frazier's doing. You saw what I just told you, what Izzy has been doing. MJ Melendez defensively yesterday runs into the big 3-run home run. But that's okay. I'm more than happy to talk to myself this afternoon. I've been doing it for years. Well, again, I'll give you the phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I'm happy to talk about it with you. Royals are now 2.5 games back of Cleveland in the American League Central. And an American League best, 24-10 at Kauffman. My game notes following this win are presented, as always, by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. All right, if you were one of the near 19,000 in attendance, we're not going to make you wait on hold. I appreciate you listening. Hope that you call up. But again, not necessarily crossing my fingers. Okay, Tyler in Overland Park, he was at the game today. I'm not surprised to hear from Tyler. He knows his stuff. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, you're right. I'm usually the most nitpicky, like try to be the GM type person, and it's hard, man, with both management and general management. They're just doing outstanding, finding the right guys. One thing I'll add is that I'm excited to see Chris Bubich back in our uniform, whether he takes over as a starter or as that, bridge reliever. We're going to be great. We're going to be awesome. We have the run differential to back it. I'm so proud of the big hits from Vinny and Kyle today. And I'm feeling good, Vern. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, way to get us started, Tyler. Great job. That run differential is now plus 77, also 6th best in Major League Baseball. And I'm glad you mentioned management and upper management, right? Talking about ownership, of course, talking about J.J. Piccolo and the rest of that front office. But, man, stay hot, Matt Quatrero. And I'm watching every single game that Matt Quatrero has managed since taking over the helm here in Kansas City, I thought for sure he was going to pinch hit for Kyle Isbell there in the 6th inning. Garrett Hampson, that's what he did yesterday. 6th inning, one out, lefty on the hill. He pulled Kyle Isbell, put Garrett Hampson in there. Hampson didn't come through, but that's what Q has done rather consistently since taking over. 6th inning or later, bottom of the lineup, we're playing the matchups. But he decides to stick with Izzy there with 2 outs and 2 on. Royals at this time, bottom of the 6th inning, find themselves up 5-4. Big spot for Izzy, and he makes some pay for working around Nick Lofton for daring to come after the UFC fighter that is the Royals' Gold Glove caliber center fielder, Izzy. Ropes one to right field for a 2-run double, puts the boys up 7-4. They would never look back. They end up winning this one by a final count of 8-4. 913-586-7610. Text line is open for you as well. 913-586-7610. Blake was at the game today. Blake was one of the 18,351. Blake, what's going on, buddy? 913-586-7610.
Hey, Vern. Oh, first time, long time.
Thank you. I need you to turn your radio down in the background, man.
Oh, gotcha. It's down.
Cool. Thank you.
Just wanted to ask you about the bullpen, specifically Will Smith. Seems like he's had a couple great appearances in a row, and he came in and shut the door, and I thought the whole pen tonight just looked absolutely awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for the phone call, Blake. It's more than a couple of outings for Will Smith. He's put up a zero in 14 of his last 15 appearances. The three-time World Series champion is holding opponents to a batting average of .149 in that stretch. Well, that's impressive. No doubt about it. And as we all know, it's very much needed. And because we've seen Will Smith put together a stretch like this, it's allowing us to truly appreciate and respect what the veteran did early on in the season. Not just what he did in spring training as he helped galvanize this group, take them out to dinners together, get them hanging out, get them talking ball, Will Smith being the perfect veteran addition by the aforementioned J.J. Piccolo in this front office. But not only can we appreciate that more now as they're 13 games above .500 and everybody that you talk to inside that clubhouse refers to one another as a family. Sure, we can give Will Smith a lot of that credit dating back to spring training, but also the way that Will Smith handled those first 2-3 weeks of the season when he wasn't performing up to his standard. And yet he wasn't hanging his head, he wasn't sulking, he wasn't a drag to be around at the hotel, in the clubhouse, in the dugout, in the bullpen. He was focused on the team, helping the young arms, helping the young hitters, showing them, even without words, showing them with his actions, this is how a professional handles disappointment, handles failure. Because it's coming for all of you. Okay. Maybe not that often for Bob, but it's coming for all of you. And look at it. 65 games into the season, just about everyone, including Bobby Witt, just about everyone has dealt with failure, has gone through a skid, a slump, an extended slump. But how are you going to pout when Will Smith's getting booed at home and he's going into the manager's office afterwards saying, good move, good job. I agree with you pulling me there. And you know what? I'm not going to bring anybody down. I understand you had to do what you had to do, Skip. If Will Smith's going to handle it like that, you know, how can anyone that's pulled from the game, pinch hit for, pinch run for, how can anyone take umbrage with the move of Matt Quatrero moving forward? So Will Smith has been fantastic on the hill, which has allowed us to truly appreciate what he did dating back to February, March, and especially what he did in early April. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. We go back to the calls, and we go to Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm actually from Omaha. I'm just in Kansas City. I was at the game today.
Good to have you.
I really like the way this team, like every time Seattle scored, they would score as much, if not more, every inning they answered. And I didn't expect a game as exciting as last night. It was a really good game. My only concern moving forward is the closer's ERA is pushing 5. If they really want to be serious about winning a World Series, they got to get a stud closer, in my opinion. Thank you.
I agree. Yeah. No, you're right, Mike. And I think they will. Well, you know what? Let me backtrack that somewhat. I don't know if they'll get the stud closer, because everyone wants the stud closer. The Dodgers want the stud closer. I'm sure the Yankees would sniff around the stud closer. Everybody that's in it wants the stud closer. And I don't know if the Royals have what it takes to acquire the Tanner Scott or Michael Kopech or Mason Miller. Well, maybe a Tanner Scott. You know, I think you could get that rental, that guy that's going to be here for 3 months and then he hits free agency. Bottom line, Mike, though, yeah, you're right. If there is a wish list tacked up in the office of J.J. Piccolo, at the top of it, it says strikeout artist for bullpen. No doubt about it. That's what this team needs. And I would expect them to attempt to acquire that arm. Meaning, in my opinion, they'll acquire an arm or two for the bullpen. It's not going to be Wade Davis, right? It's not going to be, in my opinion, again, it's not going to be someone that you go, well, there you go, all set. He's our guy. Look at what he's done throughout his career. Look at what he's doing this season. To me, it's going to be a, you know, a John Schreiber, James MacArthur type, high upside, a lot of potential. You know, the pitching department within the Royals organization sees something in his repertoire that they believe if we bring him here, we can unlock something more from said reliever. Well, their hearts will be in the right places. The question is, are there scouting eyes? Are there projections in the correct spots? They were with Schreiber. They were with MacArthur. Again, the front office is hitting at a very high clip, 65-75% since taking over. You got the right men and women in charge, I'd put it that way. Royals win 8-4. They go for the sweep tomorrow with Cole Ragans on the hill. How you feeling about that, Kansas City? Playing good baseball. Take two of the first two games in this monstrous seven-game homestand, and now Cole Ragans and Seth Lugo and Brady Singer wait in the wings. It's always fun when you can pitch. Always fun when the next day's starting pitcher has you immediately excited for the next day's game. Let's go to Trent in Mission. Trent, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern? Thanks so much. Just wanted to give a shout-out today to Adam Frazier. I was at the game. I actually took my my 15-month-old son to his first game today with my wife. And, man, he sat there like a champ and took it all in and loved it. And I'm really excited for him that he's growing up now, getting to watch some championship baseball again like I got to do 10 years ago. And, yeah, just wanted to call in and celebrate with you guys and hear everybody else. So, thank you.
Love it. Yeah, I'm glad you shouted out Adam Frazier as well. Listen to this. From May 8th to today, June 8th, Adam Frazier's hitting .291. Six of his 17 hits have gone for extra bases. Again, well, you guys are impressing me. I greatly appreciate you calling me up, talking a little shop with me, a little Royals baseball. I wasn't expecting it. Again, it wasn't a heart-stopping victory. It was just, it was one of those games, right, that we talk about every season. You're going to win 54. You're going to lose 54. What do you do with the other 54? This, to me, was one of the you're going to win 54. It was, even though the first pitch of the game left the ballpark and the Mariners immediately found themselves ahead, I was never sweating it. I was never panicking because the guys on the diamond, the guy on the hill was never panicking. So, no, I'm not expecting much celebration. Now, that's certainly worthy of celebration, Trent. Congratulations to you and your wife and to the little guy and, yeah, all the memories you two will make here at Kauffman Stadium and the new stadium, wherever that may be. So, you know, outside of that, no, I'm not expecting very many phone calls. It's not a celebratory type of victory, and again, there's absolutely nothing to complain about. I often look at sports radio like we're the cable company. Nobody ever calls up Xfinity and says, hey, you guys are doing a great job. That's it. Talk to you later. No. No, you call up to complain. And right now with this Royals team, you know you're not complaining about the rotation or the offense. I mean, the Royals offense is averaging almost 6 runs a game at home. That's the best in Major League Baseball. Offensively, they're one of the 10 best units in the sport. Defensively, you're not going to say anything negative. Base running wise, what could you possibly say? Mike Hal ripped his 15th bag. Dairon Blanco with his 13th stolen base of the season. Keep in mind, both of them right now ranking in the top 20 in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt Jr. leading the way. He has 19. That's fourth best in the sport. So base running, defense, rotation, offense, bullpen. What are you going to say about the bullpen? We just talked about Will Smith. Sam Long maintained a perfect ERA, 0.00 across 7 1/3 scoreless innings. There's nothing to complain about right now. It's just get ready to watch Cole Ragan. See if you can grab a ticket and find yourself out here at Kauffman Stadium coming up tomorrow beginning at 1:10. And if you can't, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to this upcoming Yankee series. I do it each and every game day, 1 hour before first pitch. We play the pitch clock. So be listening tomorrow at 12 noon for your chance to win those tickets. All right, let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
You know, Vern, it's always a pleasure to tune on into the game and to hear you before and after the game, because you're as consistent as Todd Christensen used to be, as his consistency of excellence in sports media. And you remind me of the greats. So you've been here ever since the beginning that we started. I started calling you, 2013? Whatever.
Sure, right around there.
We started talking, and we were watching the molding of a dynasty. It could have been right in front of our eyes. We have the potential this year to be that same type of a team, except I think we have more than we did back then, to tell you the truth. It looks like, as the way the team's rounding out, we've got just as much potential as that team did. And I think we're looking at a good time, and we're going to have a great time this year, Vern. And it's all, you know, you're consistent, brother. You're there if we're doing bad. You're there if we're doing good. And that's why I always listen to you. You're the best, brother. Thank you.
Oh, Batman, that's very nice of you. Just appreciate the phone call. I'm not really doing anything special, though. Just showing up to work, watching a baseball game, and then talking about it. But I want to go back to your likening this team to that 2014 American League Championship squad. Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly with you. I believe, the proper amount of reverence or respect for that 2014 team, and yet, you know, we can have a conversation about which unit is superior. Defensively, boy. Yeah, Michael at third. I'll take Michael. I'll take Bobby. We can have a conversation about the defense. Nobody on that 2014 team was anywhere close to Bobby Witt Jr. The rotation that this 2014 team, you know what, I got to get back to these phone calls. Man, I could go on that for days, talking about that championship bunch of 14 and 15. But listen, you look up and down this lineup right now, I don't know if they had a hitter like Vinny. I know they didn't have an all-around player like Bobby. They didn't have a leader like Salvador Perez. That's for darn sure. I mean, they had Salvi, but it was a 24-year-old Salvi, not a 34-year-old Salvi. It's a very different Salvi. You understand what I'm talking about. Royals win 8-4. They're 13 games above 500. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse right now and talk with the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, 1-for-4 today with that two-run double in the fifth. Vinny, great job out there today. You know, after an exhilarating victory last night, this one to me just appeared to be a no-panic game from a really good team. What's your diagnosis of this 8-4 victory?
I don't know if it was just today. There's a lot of no panicking going on here. We just show up and play. If you want to panic, that's fine, Vern. We're gonna keep it even keel here.
Well, I mean, from Marsh, the very first pitch doesn't go his way, and then he locks it in and retires the next 13. Every time their offense tacked on a run, you guys came right back at him. Sam Long in a big spot out of the bullpen. No panic in his eyes. Listening to your answer, it doesn't sound as if you're surprised in the least.
No, I mean, it's funny. You know, having conversations yesterday when we were down 7-0, it was very clear to us that the game was not over. And that just kind of carried on to today. We really believe in ourselves. We're really excited about it. I think we're probably a little bit tired tonight after two long days and you know, some long ones in Cleveland. We're ready for a quick turnaround. You know, have a good day tomorrow. Enjoy the night tomorrow and then get back at it on Monday night. But most importantly, we're excited for tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
What stood out to you about Alec Marsh? I mentioned the first pitch, and since then, really locked it in. Great off-speed stuff as well.
Well, I think the beautiful thing is you give off a leadoff homer, that's fine. It was on the first pitch. Good for JP Crawford being ready. what Alec did best is he got the next guy on one pitch. That's an easy thing to, you know, get your pitch count up early in the game. He didn't do that. You know, he only went five, but he went out there for the sixth. You know, he labored a little bit as just kind of the game went on, but early on, especially like you just said, he set down the next 13. That's called settling down. That's kind of what we look for is, you know, okay, you give up a home run, so what? He believes in this offense the same way we do. So, okay, I'll just get the next 13 out and give you guys a little bit of a break, go score some runs. And he did that for us, and, you know, we're happy with it.
Vinny, I'm wondering, final thing for you, I'm wondering what lessons are being learned as you guys are facing first-place team after first-place team. I keep going back to what you said last year when things weren't going your guys' way. You would say, man, at least we're going through it together, and I think we'll be better for it on the other side. A lot of winning, but a lot of tough tasks, like last night. What have been the lessons learned of late?
I think the biggest lesson to learn just within the clubhouse is how much we believe in ourselves. There isn't any secret sauce or anything that's going on that's, you know, that we've got. It's 26 guys who really believe in each other, and we just go out there and play. That's it. We keep it as simple as possible. We attack today. That's all we're worried about. You know, that's why we have shirts that just simply say today, because that's what we're focused on. It would be this, you know, if you want to even go more micro than that, it's the next at bat. It's the next pitch you throw. It's the next defensive play you have. That's it. That's all we're worried about is what's right now. We are where our feet are. And, you know, it's been a fun ride so far. But like I said, we're ready to flip the page from today and just, you know, move on to 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, always easy to do when you have Cole Reagans on the hill tomorrow as well. Vinny, thank you very much for the call, and tell Sam thanks for getting such a great phone.
Yeah, the phone is great. I can hear you really good. I hope you can hear me. It's really, you know, it's really, really nice. Yeah. So, hey,
you
thanks, Sam.
Good,
shout
man.
Out to Sam Mellinger, former number one columnist in Kansas City, now vice president of the Royals. Communication of the Royals. Shout out to him. He finally got a new phone.
Look at you. Vin, thank you very much, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. See ya.
All right, there you go. Vinny Pasquantino, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Two-run double in the fifth inning. His 18 doubles, fourth most in Major League Baseball. Go up and down the lineup, ladies and gentlemen. From Mike Hell, I mean, you saw what Mike Hell did today. How about the swag that he's bringing on a daily basis? A bag, a walk, a knock. A nine-pitch walk. You see that little bat flip that Mikey gave after that bad boy in the fifth? Garcia has 57 base hits since Cody Tapp first opened up the mic and debuted his smash hit, Mike Hell. 57 base hits since then. There's only two players in the sport that have more in that time span. Luis Arraez and Bobby Witt Jr. Royals win 8-4. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
The 1-1 pitch. Fastball slash down the third baseline. Fair ball skittering toward the left field corner. Velasquez is in to score from third. Lofton gets the windmill at third. Here he comes to the plate. No relay home. Lofton slides in safely. Kyle Isbell comes through. An opposite field, two out, two run double. And the Royals extend their lead. It is 7-4.
Royals trailed this game 1-0 after the first pitch of the game. But they'd get that run back in the bottom half of the first inning. And then they would never trail again. Royals go on to win 8-4, their 16th comeback win of the season. Their 6th in the last 14 games, including each of the last 3. Well, you just heard from Vinny Pasquantino. There's never been panic inside this clubhouse. And you heard Vinny, he's already turning the page, ready for the finale tomorrow afternoon. Cole Reagans, George Kirby, a dandy on the mound. I'll talk to you starting at 12 noon. 913-586-7610. Nick Lofton coming around to score on that two-run opposite field double from Kyle Isbell. And they were working around. You heard Matt Quatrero mention it. They were working around Nick Lofton. They dared Kyle Isbell to beat him there in the 6th inning, and he certainly did. Nick Lofton, by the way, reached base safely 3 times today. 2 walks as they twice said, thanks but no thanks, we want the 9-hitter. 2 walks for Nick Lofton and an RBI single in the 5th. Lofton is hitting .296 since returning from AAA. I see Raj from the Ozarks on the text line saying it's all right that he only hits singles. Rod Carew only hit singles. That's true. That's certainly true, Raj. Let's go to Jarrett in Ottawa. Jarrett, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, man. And hey, brother, I owe you an apology. You remember I called these guys the third place team. They must have heard that. And this was fun, man. Last night and today, that was one of the – this is some great baseball, and these guys are not a third-place team. They are a few pieces away from winning this division, don't you think?
I do. I do, Jared. I also think you're a pretty big man. Call up and admit you're wrong. Nobody does that in sports radio, hosts included. So I appreciate you doing that. Royals have won 3 straight, 4 of 5, and they're now 2.5 games back of Cleveland, who is in action in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I've been lucky over the years to see some really good baseball players from start to finish, Tony Gwynn being the number one and Fernando Tatis, and now watching Bobby as he's developed over the past couple of years. He's been absolutely amazing, and I have no doubt that one day he's going to win an MVP and make it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's wild. You know what's wild, Kathy? Thanks for the phone call. It's wild that, like, my eyebrows didn't raise a millimeter when you said that. Certainly not the MVP thing. I mean, the guy can make a case of winning the MVP this season. But the Hall of Fame thing. He doesn't turn 24 until Friday, and we're going to talk about the Hall of Fame? Yeah, we are. Well, we're not going to harp on it, but you're not off base. You know that, Kathy. Now, he's special. There's just no doubt about it. He extended his hitting streak, by the way, to 9 games today with that leadoff knock in the 7th. Bobby has a hit in 19 of his last 20 games, and his batting average rests at .322. That's 3rd best in Major League Baseball. Cheryl, one of the right field rowdies, writes in on the text line, Vern, shout out to the kid who caught Adam Frazier's home run in the 2nd inning. He's from Texas and on a road trip with his dad. He was directly in front of me. They're going to Omaha next and then Minnesota for a Twins game. They had a great day, and Vern, you know it was a great day at the K as the Royals win 8-4. Yeah, no doubt about it, Cheryl. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you before the game. Thanks for swinging by my booth here at the studio. Always nice seeing you. Nice seeing you as well, Jeff. Thanks for swinging by before the game. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. John from Overland Park was one of the 18,000 in attendance today. John, what'd you think of that one?
Vern, it was great. Thanks for taking my call. But I think you kind of forgot there was a little drama in the stands that we were kind of talking up there. The drama was, who's Joel going to interview after the game?
Sure.
It could have been a lot of the guys. I was thinking my money was on Kyle Isbell, but it could have been Vinny. Could have been James Lofton. It could have been any number of the relievers, including Will Smith. And then by the time Adam Frazier comes out there, you can get a warm-up jersey on. You're like, oh, yeah, he hit a homer. He hit a double. It's a complete team, Vern. I think this is going to be a fun summer.
Well, appreciate the phone call, John. That complete team thing was the, I don't want to say dream, but that was the dream or the vision for Matt Quatrero, J.J. Piccolo, John Sherman, and this newfangled Royals organization. You know, for as much as some wanted to complain about this guy hitting in the five spot or that guy hitting in the seven spot or this guy playing in that outfield spot, whoever your issue was with, my response often was, look at Tampa over the past decade and a half. Look at Cleveland for the past decade and a half. Sure, they have their stars at the top of the lineup, your Arozarenas and Lindors and Jose Ramirez's. Yeah, you have your star, you have your big bats that are hitting 2, 3, 4. But for the most part in Tampa and in Cleveland, it was about getting all 13 position players to be excited about what they bring to the ballpark, what they bring to their team, how they help their team win. It's about being excited to play your part. I always thought Tito Francona was the best at that. You know, the guy that's solely a pinch runner, that gets one start a week, man, that dude is fired up for that one start. Not sulking in between. Well, that's what Kevin Cash has done a really good job in, down in Tampa. Well, maybe last year. Well, not maybe. You know, last year at the beginning of the season, the roster didn't lend itself to that type of platooning, managerial style. You know, you had some guys that, you know what, I'm not trying to sit through a rebuild. I'm not trying to split time with this dude who's 5 years younger than me, doesn't have the dirt in his cleats like I do. Oh, is it playing for arbitration money? Oh, man, I ain't buying into this. I want to see my name in the lineup. We're losing 106 games. What are you talking about? You're pinch hitting for me. Now, you didn't have the squad in the first half of the season, but then second half, right? Dyrone Blanco comes up. We even see Nate Eaton there. Oh, Michael Massey finds his way. Freddie Fermin gets a foothold in the big leagues. All of a sudden, yeah, it's as Bobby says, everybody pulling on the same string, right? That's what he says. Everybody pulling on the same end of the rope, including Nick Lofton, not Hall of Fame wide receiver James Lofton. And you know that, John. You're just showing your football acumen as well. 913-586-7610. We go to Thomas, who's out in Lawrence. Thomas, you're on the postgame show as the Royals double up the Mariners 8-4. What's going on?
Hey, Vern. I just wanted to talk about your thoughts on the resilience of this team. I mean, I know last, 10 days, we see ourselves losing, 7 out of 8, and then we find ourselves down 8-0 last night, and something about this team just feels different. Like, these boys just find a way to pull through and get right back on the horse, and we're looking for the sweep tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, appreciate the phone call. Early on in the season, when that would be brought up, the resilience and the fight, and oh man, I'm rolling my eyes for a lot of it. Early on, rolling my eyes. Like, man, it's April. What do you think they're going to roll over? We're 2 weeks into the season, 4 weeks into the season, they better fight until the final out. What do we give the professionals? Let's not give them too much credit for doing their job for 3 hours. No, stop. But we're now 65 games into the season. What's the statistic I just gave you? 6 comeback victories in their last 14 games. And then that masterclass of resilience last night, down 7-0 before you come to the dish, down 8-0 before the bottom of the fourth inning, and you come back and win it. And what I hear, you know, Vinny was nice enough to call us up earlier. When I hear Vinny parroting the manager, right? Vinny, in my opinion, is the mouthpiece of the clubhouse. He's parroting the manager. Okay, all right, maybe that's not that big of a deal. Maybe it's akin to the point guard being a coach on the floor, right? The point guard often parrots the head coach. The quarterback parrots the head coach. Okay, so Vinny's going to parrot the manager. Great, love it. But Bobby does too. The Spanish-speaking dudes, talk to Freddie Fermin. Listen to Nelson Velasquez, what he had to say when he called up to the postgame show last night. They sound like Matt Cutrero in that they're turning the page, one game at a time, all those cliches that everybody says but not often live by. This team's living by them. Pitchers, relievers, sluggers, hitters, American-born, Spanish-speaking, that doesn't matter. You're in. You're excited about your role. You're excited about your team. You're excited to play your part to help the boys walk away victorious. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Yeah, there's certainly something different. And for, you know, the first month and a half, for as much as I wanted to dismiss the fight and the resilience and all that stuff and wanted to solely chalk it up to talent, pitching talent, defensive talent, MVP talent. Now, there's something more. No doubt. I can't deny that anymore. There's something more, and you know, like I mentioned with Will Smith, man, a lot of it goes back to this offseason, to this spring training, to the work that the veterans like Salvi, like Chris Stratton, like Will Smith, like Hunter Renfro, the work that these veterans have put in to be the right kind of example. Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, where it's not, here's how we're doing it. Because the Royals have had some veterans like that in the past, the recent past, where they're good dudes, but they're running the clubhouse the way that they want it. You know, Lugo, Wacha, a lot of these veterans, it's a push and pull. It's a, here, I'll show you the way that I've gone about it, but I also want to learn about the way that you're doing it. Because even though you're 10 years my junior, I can still pick something up for you. Never act like you haven't figured out in this game. So yeah, there is something more. And you see it in the dugouts. You see it when the guys are piling out of the dugout after a big home run, which is normally reserved for college baseball, little league baseball, and playoff big league baseball. It's not normally seen in the middle of June, and yet these boys are pouring out of that dugout like we saw just a night ago in that epic series opening victory against the Mariners. Royals just took that series by grabbing game two, doubling up the M's, final score 8-4. Let's go to Victor in Raytown. Victor, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Vern. Great show. I was trying to find you. Where are you at now out of the ballpark?
I'm at an old advanced ticket window. It's right next to the mother's room. Over on the main concourse.
Main concourse. Okay, yeah. I missed you. All righty. I was looking for you.
I'm sure you were. How you been, man? You been good?
Good. It was a great game. I mean, it was just like good old times out there. I mean, the fans were great. The kids were having fun. I sat behind some people that flew in from Seattle, and they were real nice. I mean, we talked all game. It was great. I mean, they were real good sports about the game. Just they were complaining about the humidity, and I said, this isn't nothing yet.
Yeah, welcome to it.
You know, but it was a great game. I was up in the left field view box area, mm-hmm. and I could see the field pretty good. My only and I support Melendez a lot. I really like him. I want to see him get hot and hit 30 to 40 bombs this year.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but he can do it. Sure, I don't know about this year. That might be tough for 40. Yeah,
I you know me. I've been around baseball 50 years, and I've been watching him on TV. I've been watching his batting stance, and I went to the game and I watched it today. I think he's got a hitch in his swing. He's raised his hands a bunch since the beginning of the season, but he still pulls during the pitch and tries to swing. And I watched all the other left-handed batters for the Royals and Mariners, and nobody else moves their hands. He's the only one that does it during the swing. I think he should raise his hands higher where he's moving it to and just start there.
Victor, they have like 15 hitting coaches already.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to give my opinion, but that's what I saw.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think the Royals are doing well, and, you know, I see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, so. Listen, Victor, appreciate the phone call. I'm not going to say that I don't envision them playing in October. Let's just get to September 1st. You know, my stance has been, we'll all be disappointed if they don't make it to the postseason. We'll be disappointed, but I think we'll be able to explain it away and look back fondly on what has been a terrific season. I think we'll be able to do that. I hope. So while we'll be disappointed if they fall short of the postseason, my stance is there's no excuse to fall out of the race. Have 97 games to go. The Royals have the sixth best record in Major League Baseball. 2.5 games back of Cleveland, currently in the division. And they have a 5.5 game lead in the second wild card spot currently. So a 7-game cushion right now, securing a playoff spot, whether that be the second or third wild card spot. Let's go to John and Lee Summit. John, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 8-4. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I appreciate you taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Earlier, you were going down all the stats. The Royals are top 5, top 10 in baseball in a lot of categories. There's one that's starting to concern me where we're in the bottom 5 or 6. And I'm wondering if we will be able to get that turned around, and that's crowd size. We are almost to the bottom in attendance. Thank goodness for teams like Oakland and Tampa that are perennially bad, but the success and the attendance haven't connected yet. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. You think it will eventually win? Or are we, if we turn in a good season, are we risking losing this team with the stadium turned down and all that? I'll get off the phone here, listen to your comments on there. Appreciate your show, buddy.
Yeah, John, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I'm like, man, does he have some obscure stat I'm unaware of? No, attendance, Royals right now, 5th lowest attendance in Major League Baseball. Oakland, Miami, Tampa, the White Sox, and then Kansas City averaging just under 18,000 a game. Today, just over 18,000, so they'll remain right there, 26th in Major League Baseball. You know, my stance at the beginning of the season was, late June, early July is when I would expect it to start picking up. And I was wrong. Last homestand against the Padres, more than 81,000 turned out. We have 25 last night, 18 tonight. And I guess, 15 probably tomorrow? I don't know. I'm sure, the TV situation's hurting somewhat. But honestly, I think it's a reflection on baseball more than anything else. And I know there are people that love baseball more than me. I just don't think there are many, especially those that love the history of the game as much as I do. I say that to say this. 162 games is ridiculous in 2024. Ridiculous. No need to play games on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Stop trying. You're not competing with the NFL. You're competing with the NBA. You're competing with the NHL and MLS and the Women's Soccer League. You're competing with Netflix and Hulu and HBO Max and cell phones and TikTok. It's tough. Kansas City's never really been a big supporter of baseball, right? I mean, maybe 35 years ago, sure. Yeah, possibly. But it was a different game then. It was a different landscape. It was a different country. Entertainment was different. You go back to the pre-strike. Yeah, the NFL was king, but baseball and Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky could still make a dent. They were still front page news. Now, unless it's drama off the court or off the field, the only sport that's making headline news is the NFL. So honestly, I think it's a reflection of Major League Baseball more so than anything else. Now, baseball's done some great things. The pitch clock is, unbelievable. No one has anything negative to say about the pitch clock. Facing every team in Major League Baseball every single season is an absolute no-brainer. I think the challenge system is a no-brainer. The pit, ball strike challenge system, I think that's coming, and that is going to seem like a no-brainer once you get a good look at it. But the next no-brainer is lop off like 70 games. You have to. The NBA, the NHL, they play 82, and that's too long. You got double that almost in Major League Baseball. And I love it. But we can't have almost half the league make the postseason, and you're still going to tell me you need 162 games to identify who the best half of the league is. That's ridiculous. Or you need to completely alter how the schedule works, right? I've talked about that. Two 80-game seasons. You can clinch a playoff spot if you win your division in the first 80. I mean, I could go on for hours about this. What I'm going to do instead is take a quick time out and get back to your phone calls right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a hard hit ball fair up the first baseline. Down into the right field corner it goes. Lofton comes in to score. Here's Garcia flying around third. He'll score. It's a two-run double by Vinny Pasquantino. And the Royals retake the lead. It's 5-3.
Oh, baby, what a call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, the undeniable one. Vinny Pasquantino with two outs and two on. And the boys, at this point, bottom of the fifth inning, they're up. Well, they were knotted up, I should say. 3-3, and then Vinny plates two, 105 miles per hour off the bat. And the Royals, well, they never look back. 8-4, the final score. 39-26 on the season. 2.5 games back of Cleveland. I see Jose Ramirez just hit a home run. Shocker. Let's go to Tom and Lee Summit. Tom, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, 600 ball through 65 games is a really good start. When it comes to the crowd, I was there today for the first time since COVID. And, it's just scar tissue. We got to get over that. It's been the last 2 years, 106 losses. We've built up some scar tissue. So it's going to take, hopefully by, like you said, July, we get there. And all I had to say is on the Isabel double, when Lofton was rounding third and the shortstop was in short left field and he decided not to throw the ball, do you know where my mind went back 10 years ago to what play I went to?
Brandon Crawford?
Exactly. I have a weird mind, and my mind just went, interesting. But that's just how my mind was. But like I said, the Royals, to use a word, moxie. It's a team with a few superstars, but hey, when we get the ball in play and we play defense like that, that's what won us a World Series in 85. That's what won us a World Series in 15. The formula's been there. It's been proven, tried, and we've done it. I'm just a little worried about having one more maybe arm in the bullpen. Thanks a lot.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm with you. And they'll add that arm. No question in my mind. They'll add a reliever or two. But like we learned in 2017, your heart can be in the right place. Your desires can be in the right place. But if the reliever you acquire doesn't execute, it's going to be a very bad move. It's going to be widely panned. You're going to be called an idiot, you know. Remember that move with the Padres, 2017? You know, just didn't have anyone taking a firm grasp of that closer's role. Yeah, you liked the rotation. Obviously, you loved that offense. You loved the defense in 2017. But Wade Davis was gone. Greg Holland was gone. You had Herrera. You had Soria. But you just didn't feel like you had that 1-2 punch with confidence coming out of that bullpen. So the Royals made that deal with the Padres and brought in Ryan Buchter and Brandon Maurer. At the time, I liked it. I didn't know what there was to not like. A big righty, just a monster of a dude in Brandon Maurer, a solid lefty in Buchter, and then they stunk when they got here. And the bullpen didn't, never really stabilized. And then injuries down the stretch, and it was a wrap for that 2017 team. So, you know, what this front office needs to do is, it always makes me laugh when I say this, but they need to continue to hit at a 65-75% clip. It's just such a ridiculous ask, and yet that's the job. No one wants to hear you complain about it. And they don't. I'll give the Royals front office credit. They don't complain about market size, how much money they have, you know, how many roster limits. They ain't complaining about any of it. They just get the job done. John Schreiber, we got him. Let's go get James MacArthur. Let's find these dudes in the margins. That's the type of arm I think they're going to acquire. Now, maybe they go out and make a big splash. Maybe they make a big splash. I don't think it would be wise to part with anything of note to acquire a reliever. I don't. I understand the Rangers last season acquired a reliever, gave up a stud in Cole Reagans, and it all worked out well for them. Right? But Texas and the Dallas Metroplex is a very different market than this one here in Kansas City. And the way that Chris Young and Bruce Bochy were building that team, I think, is very different than what's happening here with J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero. Royals win 8-4. We head to Connor in Overland Park. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. The Royals are exceeding my expectations. They maintained through May, and they got through June, and so I'm loving the Royals this year. Let's go.
I'm with you. And right now, I've talked a lot about it, Connor. Thanks for the phone call. I've talked a lot about this 19-game stretch against teams in playoff position. The Royals are 5-6 so far in the gauntlet. They could lose every single game from here on out. They could lose tomorrow. They could lose all four to the Yankees, lose all three to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they'd still be five games above 500. Still likely in a postseason spot. And I don't think they're going to lose every game from here on out. Cole Reagans going tomorrow. Seth Lugo will face the New York Yankees. You'll see Reagans again pitching in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Now, to me, this gauntlet is about so much more than wins and losses. It's about putting those feathers of confidence in your cap. It's about tucking away those moments for extra fuel when you need them in August and September into October. Those moments that can be brought up in the dugout when times seem tough, that boys, we've been here before and we got through it. Remember, we were down 8-0 to the Mariners in the fourth inning and we won the game. We got this. Let's head inside the clubhouse. Let's hear what Alec Marsh had to say after his fifth win of the season. Marsh, five innings of four-run baseball, seven hits, a season-high eight strikeouts. No walks today for Alec Marsh. five innings in six straight outings, and in nine of his 11 starts in 2024. Here's Alec Marsh, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
We're off really good. I mean, throw that first pitch of the game, you're not really expecting a home run. But the way I was able to bounce back from that was great. A lot of positive stuff. I think just it's going to be challenging and just moving forward to kind of see how deep I can get into games and keeping those runs out off the board. But other than that, got some stuff to work on out of the stretch, and that was good. There's a lot of really good pitches today. Even some of the singles, they were good pitches. So good team. Boys picked me up today.
It's a quick adjustment to make after a home run. What goes through your mind? How do you make that to settle down?
It's the first inning of the game. It's a long game. You know, can't get too worked up over it. I mean, you got to just make pitches and try to keep getting outs.
When you did settle in, you got a couple of strikeouts going through the heart of the order. Did that kind of just fire you up a little bit, knowing just how competitive you are going against that caliber of hitters up there?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we faced them not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, so it was good to just keep working the things that, you know, worked last time, and I thought they worked even better this time around. I think they got to me late in the fourth or fifth inning there, and with a couple big hits for them. But other than that, I think the boys, you know, stayed in there really good today, just competed really hard.
That's Alec Marsh following an 8-4 Royals victory. He gave up four runs in five innings, and that ERA sneaks over 4.05 through 11 starts in his first full season as a big leaguer. Alec Marsh, we'll see him again coming up in this series against the New York Yankees. Let's head out to Lawrence, talk with Nick. You're next up on the postgame show. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, how are you, man?
I'm great.
Good. Hey, Jose Ramirez is just a monster, man.
I know
it. Cleveland can be tough this year, but I really like where we're at. Quick thought on MJ, and it might be a little different than what you've probably been hearing. And I've noticed something over, you know, the last month or so, and unfortunately it's kind of been in the skid that he's been in, and that's kind of where I started to notice it. And I think we need to remember that, you know, he's a young guy, albeit he's a professional athlete playing a kid's game. Man, the great thing about MJ is, as tough of a go as he's had this year, dude hustles every single play. He doesn't take a play off. And I think that's really impressive for somebody his age. And it kind of tells me that, you know, mentally he's never checking himself out, that the changes that will be made will be physical, and we have coaching in place to help him do that. It's just a matter of time before he gets things figured out. And I think he's actually, it seems like he's kind of turning that corner a little bit. And once that does happen, this lineup is taking an entirely different look. And I'm really excited for that. And I'm excited for him. And I'm happy to see him battle through this kind of adversity. He knows what's being said about him, but he still runs out every single play. He still works his ass off out in the field. I'm just really happy to see that, and I think that's kind of the Royals foundation type player.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a solid phone call, Nick. Appreciate it. MJ today 0-for-4 with a pair of punch outs. You mentioned him hustling, and while maybe at times that's easy to dismiss because of the reasons that you gave, the money, the professional aspect. It's your job. I'm not gonna throw bouquets the way. I'm not going to throw bouquets your way for doing your job. But I do believe there is a need to shine a light on that. No, I haven't seen bad body language from MJ recently. So that's certainly a positive. But honestly, Nick, when you were saying that, what kept going through my mind was that stuff was last year. Right, MJ went through a rough first half of the season last year, got out of it at the All-Star break, and raked in the second half. But I wouldn't say that he passed the evaluation season of 2023 the way that Bobby did, the way that Michael did, the way that Vinny and Freddie Fermin did. I wouldn't put MJ in there. To me, MJ showed, I'm a big leaguer. I don't know if I can show you I'm a consistent big leaguer, a full season. You can rely on me day in and day out, big leaguer. Last year was the time to praise someone for hustling throughout a skid. This offseason, with the additions of Hunter Renfroe, Seth Lugo, and Michael Wacha, bringing in Adam Frazier, bringing in Garrett Hampson, bringing in that type of competition this spring training, as you saw, led to Drew Waters starting the season in Omaha. Daniel Lynch starting the season in Omaha. Drew Waters still trying to get here. If MJ wants to see Drew Waters here, don't hustle. Last year, probably could have got away with lollygagging it like the Mariners right fielder did tonight. What was that? You guys see that on, was that Nick Lofton's opposite field RBI knock in the fifth? Adam Frazier was just kind of jogging into third. I'm not going to score on this play. And then the Mariners right fielder's just kind of ho-humming it out there. And Vance Wilson says, all right, well, I guess I'm going to let you score. Go for it, Frazier. But my point is, last year was the year to praise someone for grinding through a 106-loss season, a miserable year at the plate. This year, you want to dog it? You go dog it in Omaha, because we have some guys down there that would be happy to take your spot. Now, it's a very different team. It was noticeable in spring training. Adam Frazier was breathing down the neck of MJ and Michael Massey. If you slip, your job is mine. Not that Adam Frazier's shiesty. No, he's a great teammate, and he was very supportive, and still is, of MJ and Massey and the rest. But that was the goal of the front office. Let's bring in some more competition. Let's no longer hand these guys big league jobs. That's what they've been doing for way too long in these parts. Thanks for the phone call. Let's take a look at the text line real quick. 913-586-7610. Double J's excited to see Cole Reagans tomorrow. Me too. Henry from Topeka's in love with this team's team speed and hoping that they get the sweep tomorrow. Yeah, two more bags today. Mike Cal with number 15. Dyrone with number 13. Rebecca in Southwest Kansas is giving this game a chef's kiss. Love it. Lori in Austin. Lori, a diehard listener. We appreciate it. A diehard Royals fan. Not feeling well. Oh, sorry to hear that. But listen to the game, Vern. It was great. The guys just keep going. My phrase for the season is, they just don't quit. Every one of them is consistently trying their best for the team to win. In my opinion, the boys are playing some ball, and I'm loving it, Vern. Signed, Lori in Austin. All right, a few more from the text line. 913-586-7610. Appreciate you guys listening. Hayden in Lenexa. Vern, knock on wood, but the bullpen seems to be coming out of their slump. Well, they'll go through a slump again. Again, there's eight different guys out in that bullpen, just like there's nine in the lineup. It's not very often all nine are clicking. And it's not very often all eight relievers are clicking. It's up and down all season. And that's a good thing, guys. Not that the offense and the bullpen go up and down, but it's a good thing that those are the weak links, if there is one on this team. You know, you show up to the ballpark, you feel confident in the starting pitcher, the defense, and the team speed. That's how you would draw it up. Because in my opinion, your defense is either good or bad. Your rotation's either good or it stinks. But the offense, man, that stuff's fluid. The bullpen's fluid. I would 100% of big league lineups go up and down. 95% of bullpens go up and down. So the fact that you're asking the two most difficult facets of the game, you're asking the bullpen and the offense not. We don't need you to do the heavy lifting. Our defense, our team speed, our starting pitching will do the heavy lifting. You get in where you fit in, bullpen, offense. I think that's exactly how you would draw it up if you could. Cole from Lenexa writes in about Will Smith. Vern, I think he's going to lock it up late. He has 15 scoreless appearances in his last 16 games. All right, Cole. I think you're off just a little bit. I think he's put up a 0 in 14 of the last 15. Nonetheless, appreciate you listening, and I guess I could have edited that on the fly for you and instead of pointing out how you were wrong. Cole, sorry about that, man. That was a bogus move by me. Dan and KCK is in love how this team answered every single inning. Dan, I'm with you, man. That's why I called this one a no-panic game. Alec Marsh gives up a home run on the first pitch. No panic. I'll retire the next 13. The Mariners offense takes the lead in the first, ties the game up in the fifth, tries to get back into the game in the sixth. The Mariners offense kept coming, and the Royals offense kept responding. When the Mariners take a 1-0 lead in the first, Royals tie it up in the bottom half of the first inning as Salvi with a two-out knock to left to score Michael Garcia. The Mariners make it a 3-2 Seattle lead in the fifth inning, and the Royals put three on the board in the bottom half of the fifth. Mariners add another one in the sixth. The Royals add two in the sixth and then get one more in the eighth for good measure to allow us this final score of Royals 8, Mariners 4. Even Sam Long, no panic. He comes in the sixth inning with runners on the corners and nobody out. Goes strikeout, walk, sacrifice fly, strikeout. Only one run comes in to score. He limits the damage and makes sure that his teammates remain in front. Appreciate you listening. 913-586-7610. Gabe in Independence, as I expected, Gabe. This is what I was talking about. Not much to say. Vern, solid baseball by all involved today. That's all I have to say. Signed, Gabe from Independence. I know it. This is from Elliot in Des Moines. Vern, this was a respectable win. Plain and simple, nothing complicated. Smooth trip back to the 515. We were in the building, and it was outstanding. Signed, Elliot in Des Moines. Well, how long ago was that? All right, you texted in about an hour ago. All right, so you got another 2 hours? Hope you're still listening. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate it. Thanks, Elliot. Tomorrow, Cole Reagan squares off with George Kirby in the finale of this three-game series as the Royals go for the sweep of the M's. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the New York Yankees come to town. So be listening tomorrow at 12 noon for your chance to win those tickets. Hey, I want to thank Quentin Morris for the help back at the studio. Outstanding job today. Pre-game, post-game, during game, emails, doing it all. Quentin Morris, thank you very much. Great job. All right, Royals fans, Sunday. Cole Reagan's George Kirby, that is going to be a dandy. Enjoy your Saturday. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Past Quintino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center. Way back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Take a quick time out and get back to your phone calls right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a hard hit ball fair up the first baseline. Down into the right field corner it goes. Lofton comes in to score. Here's Garcia flying around third. He'll score. It's a two-run double by Vinny Pasquantino. And the Royals retake the lead. It's 5-3.
Oh, baby, what a call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, the undeniable one. Vinny Pasquantino with two outs and two on. And the boys, at this point, bottom of the fifth inning, they're up. Well, they were knotted up, I should say. 3-3, and then Vinny plates two, 105 miles per hour off the bat. And the Royals, well, they never look back. 8-4, the final score. 39-26 on the season. 2.5 games back of Cleveland. I see Jose Ramirez just hit a home run. Shocker. Let's go to Tom in Lee Summit. Tom, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, 600 ball through 65 games is a really good start. When it comes to the crowd, I was there today for the first time since COVID. And, you know, it's just scar tissue. We got to get over that. It's been the last 2 years, 106 losses. We've built up some scar tissue. So it's going to take, hopefully by, like you said, July, we get there. And all I had to say is on the Isabel double, when Lofton was rounding third and the shortstop was in short left field and he decided not to throw the ball, do you know where my mind went back 10 years ago to what play I went to?
Brandon Crawford?
Exactly. I have a weird mind, and my mind just went, interesting. But that's just how my mind was. But like I said, the Royals, you know, to use a word, moxie. It's a team with a few superstars, but hey, when we get the ball in play and we play defensive like that, that's what won us a World Series in 85. That's what won us a World Series in 15. The formula has been there. It's been proven, tried, and we've done it. I'm just a little worried about having one more maybe arm in the bullpen. Thanks a lot.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm with you. And they'll add that arm. No question in my mind. They'll add a reliever or two. But, like we learned in 2017, your heart can be in the right place. Your desires can be in the right place. But, if the reliever you acquire doesn't execute, it's going to be a very bad move. It's going to be widely panned. You're going to be called an idiot, you know. Remember that move with the Padres, 2017? You know, just didn't have anyone taking a firm grasp of that closer's role. Yeah, you liked the rotation. Obviously, you loved that offense. You loved the defense in 2017. But Wade Davis was gone. Greg Holland was gone. You had Herrera. You had Soria. But you just didn't feel like you had that 1-2 punch with confidence coming out of that bullpen. So the Royals made that deal with the Padres and brought in Ryan Buchter and Brandon Maurer. At the time, I liked it. I didn't know what there was to not like. A big righty, just a monster of a dude in Brandon Maurer, a solid lefty in Buchter, and then they stunk when they got here. And the bullpen didn't, never really stabilized. And then injuries down the stretch, and it was a wrap for that 2017 team. So, you know, what this front office needs to do is, it always makes me laugh when I say this, but they need to continue to hit at a 65-75% clip. It's just such a ridiculous ask, and yet that's the job. No one wants to hear you complain about it. And they don't. I'll give the Royals front office credit. They don't complain about market size, how much money they have, you know, how many roster limits. They ain't complaining about any of it. They just get the job done. John Schreiber, we got him. Let's go get James MacArthur. Let's find these dudes in the margins. That's the type of arm I think they're going to acquire. Now, maybe they go out and make a big splash. Maybe they make a big splash. I don't think it would be wise to part with anything of note to acquire a reliever. I don't. I understand the Rangers last season acquired a reliever, gave up a stud in Cole Reagans, and it all worked out well for them. Right? But Texas and the Dallas Metroplex is a very different market than this one here in Kansas City. And the way that Chris Young and Bruce Bochy were building that team, I think, is very different than what's happening here with J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero. Royals win 8-4. We head to Connor in Overland Park. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. The Royals are exceeding my expectations. They maintained through May, and they got through June, and so I'm loving the Royals this year. Let's go.
I'm with you. And right now, I've talked a lot about it, Connor. Thanks for the phone call. I've talked a lot about this 19-game stretch against teams in playoff position. The Royals are 5-6 so far in the gauntlet. They could lose every single game from here on out. They could lose tomorrow. They could lose all four to the Yankees, lose all three to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they'd still be five games above 500. Still likely in a postseason spot. And I don't think they're going to lose every game from here on out. Cole Reagans going tomorrow. Seth Lugo will face the New York Yankees. You'll see Reagans again pitching in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Now, to me, this gauntlet is about so much more than wins and losses. It's about putting those feathers of confidence in your cap. It's about tucking away those moments for extra fuel when you need them in August and September into October. Those moments that can be brought up in the dugout when times seem tough, that, boys, we've been here before and we got through it. Remember, we were down 8-0 to the Mariners in the fourth inning and we won the game. We got this. Let's head inside the clubhouse. Let's hear what Alec Marsh had to say after his fifth win of the season. Marsh, five innings of four-run baseball, seven hits, a season high, eight strikeouts. No walks today for Alec Marsh. Five innings in six straight outings and in nine of his 11 starts in 2024. Here's Alec Marsh, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
We're off really good. I mean, throw that first pitch of the game, you're not really expecting a home run. But the way I was able to bounce back from that was great. A lot of positive stuff. No, I think just it's going to be challenging and just moving forward to kind of see how deep I can get into games and keeping those runs out off the board. But other than that, got some stuff to work on out of the stretch, and that was good. There's a lot of really good pitches today. Even some of the singles, they were good pitches. So, good team. Boys picked me up today.
It's a quick adjustment to make after the home run. What goes through your mind, and how do you make that to settle down?
It's the first inning of the game. It's a long game. You know, can't get too worked up over it. I mean, you got to just make pitches and try to keep getting outs.
When you did settle in, you got a couple of strikeouts going through the heart of the order. Did that kind of just fire you up a little bit, knowing just how competitive you are going against that caliber of hitters up here?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we faced them not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, so it was good to just keep working the things that, you know, worked last time, and I thought they worked even better this time around. I think they got to me late in the fourth and fifth inning there, and with a couple big hits for them. But other than that, I think the boys, you know, stayed in there really good today, just competed really hard.
That's Alec Marsh following an 8-4 Royals victory. He gave up 4 runs in 5 innings, and that ERA sneaks over 4. 4.05 through 11 starts in his first full season as a big leaguer. Alec Marsh, we'll see him again coming up in this series against the New York Yankees. Let's head out to Lawrence, talk with Nick. You're next up on the postgame show. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, how are you, man?
I'm great.
Good. Hey, Jose Ramirez is just a monster, man.
I know it.
Cleveland can be tough this year, but I really like where we're at. Hey, quick thought on MJ, and it might be a little different than what you've probably been hearing. And I've noticed something over, you know, the last month or so, and unfortunately it's kind of been in the skid that he's been in, and that's kind of where I started to notice it. And I think we need to remember that, you know, he's a young guy, albeit he's a professional athlete playing a kid's game. Man, the great thing about MJ is, as tough of a go as he's had this year, dude hustles every single play. He doesn't take a play off. And I think that's really impressive for somebody his age. And it kind of tells me that, you know, mentally he's never checking himself out, that the changes that will be made will be physical, and we have coaching in place to help him do that. It's just a matter of time before he gets things figured out. And I think he's actually, it seems like he's kind of turning that corner a little bit. And once that does happen, this lineup is taking an entirely different look. And I'm really excited for that. And I'm excited for him. And I'm happy to see him battle through this kind of adversity. He knows what's being said about him, but he still runs out every single play. He still works his ass off out in the field. I'm just really happy to see that, and I think that's kind of the Royals Foundation type player.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a solid phone call, Nick. Appreciate it. MJ today 0-for-4 with a pair of punch outs. You mentioned him hustling, and while maybe at times that's easy to dismiss because of the reasons that you gave, the money, the professional aspect. It's your job. I'm not gonna throw bouquets the way. I'm not going to throw bouquets your way for doing your job. But I do believe there is a need to shine a light on that. No, I haven't seen bad body language from MJ recently. So that's certainly a positive. But honestly, Nick, when you were saying that, what kept going through my mind was that stuff was last year. Right, MJ went through a rough first half of the season last year, got out of it at the All-Star break, and raked in the second half. But I wouldn't say that he passed the evaluation season of 2023 the way that Bobby did, the way that Michael did, the way that Vinny and Freddie Fermin did. I wouldn't put MJ in there. To me, MJ showed, yeah, I'm a big leaguer. I don't know if I can show you I'm a consistent big leaguer, a full season. You can rely on me day in and day out, big leaguer. Last year was the time to praise someone for hustling throughout a skid. This offseason, with the additions of Hunter Renfroe, Seth Lugo, and Michael Wacha, bringing in Adam Frazier, bringing in Garrett Hampson, bringing in that type of competition this spring training, as you saw, led to Drew Waters starting the season in Omaha. Daniel Lynch starting the season in Omaha. Drew Waters still trying to get here. If MJ wants to see Drew Waters here, don't hustle. Last year, probably could have got away with lollygagging it like the Mariners right fielder did tonight. What was that? You guys see that on, was that Nick Lofton's opposite field RBI knock in the fifth? Adam Frazier was just kind of jogging into third. I'm not going to score on this play. And then the Mariners right fielder's just kind of ho-humming it out there. And Vance Wilson says, all right, well, I guess I'm going to let you score. Go for it, Frazier. But my point is, last year was the year to praise someone for grinding through a 106-loss season, a miserable year at the plate. This year, you want to dog it? You go dog it in Omaha, because we have some guys down there that would be happy to take your spot. Now, it's a very different team. It was noticeable in spring training. Adam Frazier was breathing down the neck of MJ and Michael Massey. If you slip, your job is mine. Not that Adam Frazier's shiesty. No, he's a great teammate, and he was very supportive, and still is, of MJ and Massey and the rest. But that was the goal of the front office. Let's bring in some more competition. Let's no longer hand these guys big league jobs. That's what they've been doing for way too long in these parts. Thanks for the phone call. Let's take a look at the text line real quick. 913-586-7610. Double J's excited to see Cole Reagans tomorrow. Me too. Henry from Topeka's in love with this team's team speed and hoping that they get the sweep tomorrow. Yeah, two more bags today. Mike Cal with number 15. Dyrone with number 13. Rebecca in Southwest Kansas has given this game a chef's kiss. Love it. Lori in Austin. Lori, a diehard listener. We appreciate it. A diehard Royals fan. Not feeling well. Oh, sorry to hear that. But listen to the game, Vern. It was great. The guys just keep going. My phrase for the season is, they just don't quit. Every one of them is consistently trying their best for the team to win. In my opinion, the boys are playing some ball, and I'm loving it, Vern. Signed, Lori in Austin. All right, a few more from the text line. 913-586-7610. Appreciate you guys listening. Hayden in Lenexa. Vern, knock on wood, but the bullpen seems to be coming out of their slump. Well, they'll go through a slump again. Again, there's eight different guys out in that bullpen, just like there's nine in the lineup. It's not very often all nine are clicking. And it's not very often all eight relievers are clicking. It's up and down all season. And that's a good thing, guys. Not that the offense and the bullpen go up and down, but it's a good thing that those are the weak links, if there is one on this team. You know, you show up to the ballpark, you feel confident in the starting pitcher, the defense, and the team speed. That's how you would draw it up. Because in my opinion, your defense is either good or bad. Your rotation's either good or it stinks. But the offense, man, that stuff's fluid. The bullpen's fluid. I would 100% of big league lineups go up and down. 95% of bullpens go up and down. So the fact that you're asking the two most difficult facets of the game, you're asking the bullpen and the offense not we don't need you to do the heavy lifting. Our defense, our team speed, our starting pitching will do the heavy lifting. You get in where you fit in, bullpen, offense. I think that's exactly how you would draw it up if you could. Cole from Lenexa writes in about Will Smith. Vern, I think he's going to lock it up late. He has 15 scoreless appearances in his last 16 games. All right, Cole. I think you're off just a little bit. I think he's put up a zero in 14 of the last 15. Nonetheless, appreciate you listening, and I guess I could have edited that on the fly for you and instead of pointing out how you were wrong. Cole, sorry about that, man. That was a bogus move by me. Dan and KCK is in love how this team answered every single inning. Dan, I'm with you, man. That's why I called this one a no-panic game. Alec Marsh gives up a home run on the first pitch. No panic. I'll retire the next 13. The Mariners offense takes the lead in the first, ties the game up in the fifth, tries to get back into the game in the sixth. The Mariners offense kept coming, and the Royals offense kept responding. When the Mariners take a 1-0 lead in the first, Royals tie it up in the bottom half of the first inning as Salvi with a two-out knock to left to score Michael Garcia. The Mariners make it a 3-2 Seattle lead in the fifth inning, and the Royals put three on the board in the bottom half of the fifth. Mariners add another one in the sixth. The Royals add two in the sixth and then get one more in the eighth for good measure to allow us this final score of Royals 8, Mariners 4. Even Sam Long, no panic. He comes in the sixth inning with runners on the corners and nobody out. Goes strikeout, walk, sacrifice fly, strikeout. Only one run comes in to score. He limits the damage and makes sure that his teammates remain in front. Appreciate you listening. 913-586-7610. Gabe and Independence, as I expected, Gabe. This is what I was talking about. Not much to say. Vern, solid baseball by all involved today. That's all I have to say. Signed, Gabe from Independence. I know it. This is from Elliot in Des Moines. Vern, this was a respectable win. Plain and simple, nothing complicated, smooth trip back to the 515. We were in the building, and it was outstanding. Signed, Elliot in Des Moines. Well, how long ago was that? All right, you texted in about an hour ago. All right, so you got another 2 hours? Hope you're still listening. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate it. Thanks, Elliot. Tomorrow, Cole Reagan squares off with George Kirby in the finale of this three-game series as the Royals go for the sweep of the M's. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the New York Yankees come to town. So be listening tomorrow at 12 noon for your chance to win those tickets. Hey, I want to thank Quentin Morris for the help back at the studio. Outstanding job today. Pre-game, post-game, during game, emails, doing it all. Quentin Morris, thank you very much. Great job. All right, Royals fans, Sunday. Cole Reagan's George Kirby, that is going to be a dandy. Enjoy your Saturday. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Past Quintino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center. Way back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.